USA Radio News.
Federal prosecutors in New York are suggesting that Michael Cohen, the president's longtime personal attorney, serve a substantial term of imprisonment for crimes he pleaded guilty to in August, including campaign finance violations. As far as all this talk that Cohen was cooperating with the FBI in the investigation, Chris Wecker was assistant director of the FBI. He tells Fox News,
I don't think Mueller really had a lot of interest in him. I think he was trying to get the attention of the special counsel and try to get a sweetheart deal, but I don't think Mueller views him as a credible witness.
James Comey was on Capitol Hill testifying on Friday. He'll have to head back on December 17th once again to testify, and the up-and-down ride on Wall Street continues as the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 559 points to close the day at 24,388, and the S&P was also down. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you gained any weight this year? What about this month with all the good food everywhere? If you were taking Calitrin, that answer would be no. In fact, you would have lost weight. Yes, even during this eating season. Just listen to what people have to say about Calitrin.
Hi, my name is Chantel, and I've lost 20 pounds taking Calitrin. I went from a size 16 to a size 12. I really enjoy the product, and I would recommend it to anyone and everyone who would like to lose weight and feel better about themselves.
Hi, I'm Alex. Been on Calitrin now for a little while and lost 40 pounds. Went from a size 51 waist to a size 42. And never felt better in my life. Nothing has beat or compared to this at all. I would highly recommend it.
My name is Joyce, and I'm from Texas. I've used Calitrin for a while, and I've lost 61 pounds. And it makes my sister-in-law jealous. It really works.
See? Calitrin is proven for results and proven for safety. Check it out at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Five Marines are still missing after a total of seven Marines were involved in an aircraft collision off Japan's southwest coast on Thursday. One Marine has died, and a second Marine rescued is in fair condition. The cause of the crash remains under investigation. A comedian is turning down a chance to host the next Academy Awards. Here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Kevin Hart won't be the host of next year's Oscars after getting some criticism about some jokes he'd made years ago about gay people. He announced his decision not to host the Oscars on Twitter on Thursday night, writing, quote, I do not want to be a distraction on a night that should be celebrated by so many amazing artists. Hart also apologized to the LGBTQ community. He said he is evolving and wants to be able to continue to do so. The Oscars are set for February 24th, the Academy has not yet announced a replacement host.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The government's November jobs report falls short of expectations. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The U.S. Labor Department saying the economy added 155,000 jobs last month, below the 190,000 most economists had predicted. But the jobless rate remained near historic lows at 3.7%.
A Honduran woman is believed to be the first member of the migrant caravan to have a child in the United States after scaling a border wall with her family and giving birth within 24 hours. This move is reigniting the debate surrounding anchor babies and birthright citizenship. Linda Vega is an immigration attorney. She joins Fox News and says what's next regarding this woman's plea for asylum.
If she's found not to be credible, she then goes before an immigration judge to determine whether she's credible to remain in the United States. But even if she's determined credible, that could take months or years until they possibly get to her case.
And if her claims for asylum are not credible, Vega says?
Well, if she's found not credible, then she has the option to argue that case before an immigration judge. And if the judge finds her not to be credible, she's deported at that point. Now, even though the baby's born on U.S. soil, it's a U.S. citizen, but the baby has to go back with her at that point.
Right.
Unless the baby becomes a ward of the state.
Please remember, you can always check us out online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.